it isn't all fairy stories or whatever. I'm particularly interested in the fairies myself, and recently I had a couple of more very interesting fairy stories. I'm finding new ones all the time. But when I was doing the book, you'll see it out there if you wish afterwards, on the West Clare Railway. That's where, on my way up here today, I was looking at all the old culverts and bridges for the Donegal railways. I'm interested in narrow gauge. But myself and my son were walking down the old West Clare railway line quite a number of years ago now, when I was doing that book, I met quite a few very interesting people. Because it wasn't just railway history, it was the history of all the country that the railway went through, the folklore, the history of, you know, anything we could pick up on the way. And of course, we met mighty interesting people. Now, what stuck in my mind was this story I had heard someplace of below Quilty, below Milltown Malbay, go below Quilty, and a moving house. Oh, come on. Now, who's not on his medication kind of thing? A moving house that would, come the morning, be back again where it should be. Now, I thought that's a comical thing. But recently, about a month ago, I found myself in that part of Clare. And I said, I have a bit of time on my hands. I might as well inquire just to see, was this a load of rubbish? There was a man that I could go to that I had met with the West Clare Railway. I went in. It was a horrible, wet, windy day. God almighty, you wouldn't put out a dog. But I found his house anyway, and he was above on his tractor. He was shifting silage bales into a big shed. Now, I didn't like disturbing the man, because obviously he was trying to do his job, but I beckoned him down. He came down off the tractor, and I said, look, I have a kind of a stupid thing to ask you. I heard about this house around here that's supposed to move. Do you know anything about it? And immediately he got serious. He didn't laugh. And he said, come here to me. In the rain, he took me around the corner of his shed. And there in front of us was a small little river valley. And he said, you see the house over in the dark trees? He said, that's the house. And I said, is it true? Could it be true? Well, he said, it is true. Because he said, do you see what's behind the trees? And through the rain, I could see, sure enough, the outline of a fort. And then he turned around. We were very near the coast here. And pointing towards the coast, he said, you see there beyond the grey house? And there was another fort. And he said, that house in the trees, there had nothing but trouble since that house was built. Because it was built on the path, the fairy path, between the two forts. And he said, that's the path where the coach to Bower used to be heard regular. Because the coach to Bower, call it the headless coach or the dead coach or the whatever you want to call it, he said, that is the fairies on their travels between one house and the next, one fort and the next. And he said, they made the stupid mistake of building that house on the fairies' path. And when the fairies would be travelling between one fort and the other on the nights that they would be travelling there, something had to give. That house had to get out of their way, because that was their path, and it would. And he said, that's the reason that the house used to move, and to be back in its own place in the morning. Now, I was intrigued by this, naturally enough, and, you know, sort of half believing it. And I said to him, is there any of the people living in it still, you know, that would, are they the same people? Would they be able to tell me a bit about this? He said, don't go near them. They're queer people, he said. And he said, the way he put it to me rather crudely is, he said, if you want a four-pronged fox stuck up your, you'll go to them. So I said, all right, I take the point. But it, as I say, intrigued me. And I made some more inquiries, because like I said to you at the start, I don't believe all the stories I hear, but I want to know, is there a practical explanation? Because very often you'll find that if things happen around a particular place, there's a reason for it. Now, scientifically, people that, you know, that explain this, oh, it could be ley lines, and I don't believe all that old nonsense at all. But I might believe in a fairy path. Maybe.